has just arrived at the castle, bearing a note from the king.
Read it to us, would you?
I think Marty wants this.
Oh.
What follows is a message from your king. Attend to the instruction that I bring. With urgent royal tidings, this letter is engorged. This really is my writing. This letter isn't forged. So attend to my royal will, or your viscera will spill. This boy shall be wedded to our daughter, and be heir to my crown and estate. But first try to wed him to an otter, and tell him that he has to consummate. He is deaf, but denies it very proudly, so always address him very loudly. And lest he should think he is unheeded, everything he says should be repeated. Assign him a valet to follow him all day, announcing with an ode each trip to the commode. Embellish all his meals with arsenic and quince. That's the proper care and feeding of a prince. All persons who do not outrank him are hereby obligated to spank him. Peers and courtiers must box him on the ears, and on Tuesdays Chinese water tank him. Tie pretty ribbons in his tresses, and parade him in dainty little dresses. To be economical and clean, he must share all his baths with the queen. His temples then assuaged with erogenous massage, delivered by the hand of a large and hairy man. The fact that I'm the king should suffice you to convince this is proper care and feeding of a prince. And while I'm giving you instructions such as these, I also make the following decrees. Cabbage is now the legal tender, valid for all services and goods. Gold no longer has value, leave it at the bandit hut in the woods. Dogs must replace all the clergy, barking will be the new liturgy. Shoes must now be made of bread, and underwear worn upon the head. All children under four shall be marshalled off to war, then scuttle all the fleets and excavate the streets. Outhouses must be burned, and when I have returned, I expect to see this all with evidence of the proper care and feeding of a prince.